Welcome to Shom Achshov on the Daf, Shir, sponsored for the month of Av by the Einhorn family, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Toli Ber Yecheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tzadik. The Gemara Amud Beis tells us that Dibra Torah Loshon Havai, Dibra Nevi'im Loshon Havai, Dibra Chachomim Loshon Havai. Sometimes the Torah, the Nevi'im, and Rabbanon, they say things which are exaggeration, they're a guzma. It's not exactly, it's just to come and emphasize a point. And the Gemara continues and says that there's a few places that we mentioned the idea of 300. There was 300 kerhanim that had to go and take the parichas of the mikvah or to move the tree made out of gold. It was a guzma, it was an exaggeration. So the Ben Yoyod over here already mentions that Chazal, and obviously the Torah, never really says something which is not true. And when the Gemara tells us Lashon Havai, it means, al pi pshat, this is an exaggeration. But there is oimek hadover. There is a soid. Kol dover v'dover has a soid to it, and the soid means exactly as it says. Adds the Ben Yoyodo that the name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Each one of the letters is connected to one level, one understanding of the Torah, which is pshat remez dras soid, and the yud l'shem machshav is connected to the soid. This is what it means. Loshon Havai. Havai is have yud. If you want to understand it, bring the yud, bring the chilek esoid of Torah, and you will understand it. The Ramah Mipano, in his Shuvah Sefer, Simen Ein Gimel, goes through the entire Gemara to show that even though the Gemara tells us Loshon Havai, but really there is a pshat that it actually means the words that it says. So he mentions when it says, Orin G'doy Lois of Itzuris B'Shamayim, the Gemara brings an example for something which is an exaggeration, that the cities reach the Shamayim, says there is a pshat. The pshat is that the Shivim Sorim, the Malachim, cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. So as if there is a border in the Shamayim that doesn't allow the Shivim Sorim to go into Eretz Yisrael. He adds, when the Gemara brings an example of a Tivoka Oretz L'Koylam, that the Oretz moved, shaked, opened up, says that's really true al-gabe Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi. It sometimes shrinks and it sometimes expands. So it really means that Tivoka Oretz L'Koylam. And he goes on to explain the Hemshech HaGemara, what he mentions, just the Shloish Mois Kohani means that there are 300 Kohani that were willing to go and do the Avodah, even though you don't need all of them. He concludes by saying that Havai, as Rosh HaTevers, Hinei Borchu Es Hashem. To tell me you have to be Mivorach HaTakrish Borchu and know that there's nothing that goes Levatolo, everything has a limut. Just add to this, that Yadua in the name of the Vilna Goyen, it's brought down a few places. One of the places I found is the Sefer Matad Yerushalayim on the Yerushalmi in the Shkolim Perek Ches Alocha Beis, where there the Gemara also mentions the idea of the Guzma. It says the Vilna Goyen does a Cheshbin, why when it says that the Paroiches was, that we need 300 Kohanim to put into the mikvah, it's exactly the Cheshbin. Why? Because as the Gemara tells us over here, the length of the Paroiches was 40 Amo, and the width was 20 Amo. So the entire circumference of the Paroiches was 120. And according to Rabbi Yudo, the Amo of the Kalim was each one 5 Tfachim. So 5 Tfachim times 120 is 600 Tfachim. Every hand holds one Tefach. So if you have 300 Kohanim, that's 600 hands, that's exactly 600 Tfachim. So the cheshbin of the parikis is there's exactly room for 300 kriyanim to put it into the mikvah. The Gemara tells you didn't need that many kriyanim to hold the parikis. But the number 300 is meduk-duk, why is dafka 300 over here? We'll conclude with Divrei Reb Tzodek HaKoyen in Sichas Malchei Hasharis Perek Gimel and a few other places that he says always the exaggeration, the highest number of exaggeration that we use in this world is 300. And he goes on to explain it. The idea, the oimik is the Chosom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Emes is from beginning of the letters to the end of the letters. Aleph to Tav. So Tav refers to the letter Tav, which is Gematria 400, that refers to Lasid Lovely. That refers to the Achris that will be when we get to Olam Haba. In this world, we don't get to Tav. We don't get to the full picture of Emes. That's why the Torah starts with the letter Beis, not the letter Aleph. So he goes to explain a little differently, but Kayadua, we mentioned him, Yitzchak Isaac Chover many times, that the in the Luchois, the first letter is Aleph. But in the Torah, the first letter is Beis. Because the Torah is the way it's been galed down here in the world. And down here in the world, we start from Beis, and the exaggeration says with Tzodek ends with Shin. We start from Aleph and get to Tav. So that's why that's Emes, starting from Aleph, getting to Tav, which we don't have over here in this world. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.